Bill Newton, executive director of Florida Consumer Action Network, said that the campaign calls for the government to establish and enforce rules for the insurance industry so that they put Americans' health before their profit. He discusses the vision that Healthcare for America Now, or HCAN, has for healthcare reform in America and the benefits that can be expected.
We're offering a bold new solution that gives you real choice and a guarantee of quality coverage that you can afford. You could keep your private insurance plan, you could pick a new insurance plan or join a public health insurance plan, so you're not at the mercy of the insurance industry. You'll get a guaranteed of standard comprehensive benefits that meet your needs, and you'll pay for insurance based on what you can earn, a sliding scale. Quality will go up and cost will go down.
HCAN is comprised of a broad group of partners, and among those that were in attendance Tuesday ranged from local small business owners and nurses to national grassroots groups like Planned Parenthood and Acorn. Pat Sanchez, an owner of several small businesses, said she realizes healthcare insurance is necessary to run a small business in preventing emergencies, but it is difficult to afford the expensive healthcare premiums and reform is necessary.
Our healthcare system is a system of failure, with the driver being bottom line profits, and until the public realizes that the only way there will be change is if we, the average Joe, stand together and demand those changes. It's time to stop talking, stop complaining, and become effective. We can make a difference. We will not be effective unless we get together using one voice and let our representatives know that we're tired of how we are or perhaps aren't being represented.
Rosalie Story is a registered nurse and representative for the Service Employees International Union, or SEIU, that is the fastest growing healthcare union in North America. She said she witnesses on a daily basis what not having health insurance does to patients.
Every day I see what not having health insurance does to patients. Patients without insurance do not receive the same care as those with, obviously. Every day I have to look into patients' faces and say, you know, we can do everything we can. However, if they don't have the insurance, unfortunately, they don't get provided the same quality care. With this insurance, we hope to get for every American care for everyone.
Jan Chester, Vice President and COO of Planned Parenthood in Southwest and Central Florida, said that as a reproductive and sexual health care provider, Planned Parenthood has always advocated a prevention-first agenda, and prevention needs to be focused on when envisioning health care reform.
90% of Planned Parenthood services in this country are preventive services. That includes contraception, breast and cervical cancer screenings, and sexually transmitted infection testing and treatment. More than 17 million women need subsidized family planning services in this country, and there's not enough funding to meet that need.
Acorn, the nation's largest grassroots community organization of low and moderate income people dedicated to social and economic justice, is part of HCAN. Paul Griffin, the co-chair of the Orlando office of Acorn and a small business owner who suffers from Crohn's disease, spoke about the struggles of affording health care insurance.
We should have affordable health care here in America. I'm a person that I love to work. I don't want to go on disability. I don't want to be a person who sits around the house and does nothing all day. But I need to have affordable health care. Next week, I'm actually going into the hospital to have a procedure that's going to cost me thousands of dollars, and I don't know how I'm going to pay for it.
Over 95 national and local groups that are part of the HCAN movement met in 52 cities across the country Tuesday to launch the campaign that will spend an initial $1.5 million on national advertising that will be directed towards Congress and the presidential candidates to make them aware of the strong demand for health care reform. HCAN plans to spend an additional $25 million in paid media and have 100 organizers in 45 states within the next 5 months. You can learn more at healthcareforamericanow.org. Reporting for WMNF News, I'm Concetta DeLuco.